Any sense of whether or not that message is fully permeated out into the community, the no ink on margin?
Absolutely. And Dr. Morrow has some data that she's been collecting. I believe actually it's been published now, but I've seen her present it, demonstrating that since the publication of the consensus statement, that not only have rates of re-excision decreased across the country, but actually rates of bilateral mastectomy have decreased across the country. So we know that when women have to return to the operating room for a re-excision, that that was one of the factors that has been associated with this uptake of bilateral mastectomy for unilateral cancer. And so it's been very nice to see that, yes, the adoption of this definition has resulted not only in decreased rates of re-excision, but has also starting to impact the rates of contralateral prophylactic mastectomy.
Again, quality life-wise, this is a great thing to be able to avoid. And even though the rates have gone down, do we know to what extent it actually has permeated into the community?
So in Dr. Morrow's work, she uses data from, I think it's the SEER data, where women and their surgeons are sampled across the country in a survey actually asking them about their practices. And so I do believe that her data demonstrates that it is getting out there and that surgeons in communities as well as major academic centers are seeing a shift in their practice.